Blog Talk Radio.
From an injured person's perspective, there is nothing more restorative than rest and relaxation, something few people injured in a car accident have the opportunity to do because of dealing with traffic collision issues. Taking a moment for a vacation is a great way to get a reprieve. Confusion, concern about the future, a time for reflection of what you've experienced, and a moment to regain focus makes a vacation a great place to start. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this July 20th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car wreck. Today's topic will be about you and vacations after a traffic collision. Finding a nice ADA-compliant location, meaning a public place designed to allow people with disabilities to function in these establishments with some comfort, and therefore provide an injured person with standard conveniences available to most people when on vacation, ensuring opportunities of a pleasant and restful stay. Also in our program today, personal injury in the news, and also providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and vacation after a car accident, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Vacations can be for an extended or short period of time, as long as it is comfortable for you. Seeking out places close to home for short travel may allow less stress and exhaustion at the time of arrival, or allow enough time to make it less stressful. The point is to rest, address your issues and injuries, and smile every once in a while, thus remembering some of life's fun adventures. Being injured does not mean there cannot be enjoyment. It may just be what you need. This does not mean, however, to overextend yourself. You want to return in a better condition and not worse off than you were. So be kind to yourself. Laugh with family or friends. Take along a good book such as Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by me, Estra, for an enjoyable read with the added plus of supplying encouragement for what you may experience upon returning home. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 if you have taken a vacation that you found helpful as part of recovery, and be a part of today's program. Again, dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured, just like you, is waiting to learn about fun vacation destinations while recovering from an injury. Our After the Show number has changed. If calling after the show, place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. As a notable mention this week, I would like to introduce you to a poem by Edgar Guest called Myself. You can find it at soulfindsjoyfulmoments.com. Quote, I have to live with myself and so. I have to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting sun and hate myself for the things I've done. I don't want to keep on a closet shelf a lot of secrets about myself and fool myself as I come and go into thinking that nobody else will know the kind of man I really am. I don't want to dress myself in sham. I want to go out with my head erect. I want to deserve all men's respect. But here in the struggle for fame and pelf, I want to be able to like myself. I don't want to think as I come and go that I'm blustered and bluff and empty show. I never can hide myself from me. I see what others may never see. I know what others may never know. I never can fool myself, and so whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free, end quote. Since I was a child, I've been quoted this poem, and as an adult, I find living by its value brings peace and joy. Self-discovery is a lifetime experience, and a little guidance can go a long way, especially with this poem by Edgar Guest. As you are moving through this journey of a traffic collision, remember one important thing, that you are the most important person in this equation. Never to lose sight of yourself and who you are, no matter the obstacles faced. Make sure that you remember this poem as you go through your challenges. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our personal injury news comes from Saratogian.com, and the title of the article is Saratoga Springs Police Identify Victim of Friday's Fatal Accident by Emily Donahue. Jamie McBride, or as I knew her, Jamie Tartnico, viewed my content of character, not my skin tone or lack of money. People like her are rare to have in your life. She never bit her tongue except when I brought over some chitlins for a holiday meal, which was not part of their typical seasonal holiday festivities. I was sad to learn of her injuries as a pedestrian and then the loss of her life. I, Estra, will always be thankful for having the opportunity to have known her. Okay, I'm going to go into the article. Quote, city police have identified the woman killed Friday by an alleged drunk driver as 55-year-old Jamie Jo McBride of Mukilteo, Washington. McBride was struck and killed by a pickup truck while walking across the intersection of Balston Avenue and Hamilton Street Friday afternoon. The driver, Paul Nicholas II, 28, of Marion Avenue, was charged with first-degree vehicular manslaughter, a felony, and driving while intoxicated, a misdemeanor. He was being held in Saratoga County Jail on a $100,000 cash bail or $200,000 bond. Police said Sunday they were having difficulty locating McBride's family, but as of Monday morning, her family has been notified of her death. McBride was walking in a crosswalk and had the right-of-way when she was struck, police reported. The police investigation into the accident is ongoing, end quote. It's a very painful thing for me to hear, but as I've mentioned many times in the show, you never know what's going to happen and who it's going to happen to. As a pedestrian, the risk of being hit by a car typically is something that most people consider while crossing the street. Yet the unexpected is never too far away. Therefore, no matter where you are, always be cautious when walking, cycling, or driving. Rest in peace, Jamie. I will miss you. Now for my commentary on you and vacations after a traffic collision. This magic sound of relief. When on vacation and injured, this may be an opportunity to heal and be removed from the grind of appointments. It's just you and nature, or family and friends. This may bring clearer thinking, which allows for better decision making once returned to daily challenges. Before taking a vacation with an injury or disability, one must choose between places that are sensitive to the needs of everyone, whether that be walking, talking, seeing, in addition to a host of possible special needs. The key is the environment be respectful and allow each person the dignity deserved while vacationing. Each location may not have thought of everything required for people with an injury. However, being ADA compliant is certainly a start. Review information online and then call to confirm. Make sure to ask any questions you have. This will also provide insight into their attitudes. I mean, this is a vacation. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Fighting to get your needs met isn't a vacation, and you could have stayed home and accomplished that. Once you've decided upon a location that meets your needs and the needs of the participants in your party, evaluate the types of activities available and how you will enjoy them, at least part of them, that are scheduled. Have a plan in mind. Know your limits when attending functions. Be comfortable and return to rest while others continue enjoying the festivities. This vacation is not designed to be an all-or-nothing proposition. Develop a plan where everyone can be festive at appropriate levels and realize the merits of taking a vacation together, yet resting before tired, and allow for those special moments and quiet times to be with nature. Take care of oneself. In fact, begin looking for future vacation spots upon returning home. By starting to look in advance, there'll be more options available. Typically, they'll also be less costly when booking early, and this allows time to find any special equipment that might be required. Everyone deserves that expression, and it's a lot easier getting to this point with preparation. Make sure to ask about everything that you may possibly need, and to make the reservation in advance. This may help you feel more independent and not guilty for having to cut the fun of others short. Plus, this will give you time to find someone who is reliable and professional. Contact your local travel agent. Get to know them. Tell them about the type of vacation you are seeking and your requirements. Slowly build vacation spots to explore and keep a list of the ones you truly enjoy. Vacations are also meant for people injured in traffic collisions, too. This may be something you cannot afford not to do. There are places for every budget, and the effort will be worth it. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers unless they're from Estra's Blog Tips. I'll be making comments from time to time. Our first article is from Estra's Blog Tips, and the title of the article is Holiday Ideas for Participation When Injured or Sick. Holidays ideas can also apply to vacations, so keep an eye out for these suggestions. These locations may also provide for off-season discounts. Quote, the holiday season is approaching fast. Year-end activities may already be planned. You may have been looking forward to this season since last year, or at least a time of opportunity to relax with hopefully a day or two off. But there is a kink in your party chain. The kink is a car accident, a collision that brought pain, suffering, and emotional turmoil. It has taken your holiday cheer and turned it into holiday sadness. Weariness looms for participating in a normally fun and exciting time in your life. Now, this can also happen off-season, for example. I'm just stopping here for a moment. And that means that an accident can actually happen at any time, any place, anywhere. So, and as I talked about earlier, it could be a pedestrian, you know, cycling or another car. So, the unexpected, you kind of have to just kind of go with the flow. And sometimes if you're able to do not put your plans on hold and find ways to work within your injuries, it may actually end up being better for you. I'm going to go back into the article. It says, quote, the energy levels are low and dread has replaced dreams. So how do you bring back the thrill in your holiday season? Realize you may not be able to participate at previous levels, but don't give up on all activities of the season. Adjusting expectation and explaining your situation to family, friends, and coworkers can allow the freedom to rest, but also allow you to be a participant in the sum of the cheerful activities. So, and I want to stop, and that's the same with vacation. Anytime you have an interruption, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to just give everything up. Sometimes you have to be able to adjust with where you are and what your needs are. So life is too short just to put everything on hold. Sometimes injuries are, you know, very difficult to be able to squeeze in a short vacation, a little time away. So, but hopefully there'll come a time when you're a little better and you can get a short reprieve in and allow your life to kind of get a bit of normality back to it, even just for a few days. Well, first set an amount of time you're able to function at a comfortable level and enjoy the company of others without becoming too grumpy due to pain. Sometimes overstaying until one becomes miserable can change our personalities to one of grumpiness instead of fun. So don't be concerned about being polite to your own detriment. Contrary to belief, no is not a bad word. It's a word of protection and care. Change perceptions of this word to take full advantage of its value. Remember, there will normally be other times to visit and chat when you're feeling better. Giving your best during this holiday season is what counts. You are valued during the holidays, but also every day. So make sure that you think of that in terms of your vacation, right? That, no, I'm going to have to skip this event out. I'm a little too tired today. Or I've been here long enough. I think I'm going to go back and get some rest. It's okay to say those things. It's okay to take care of yourself. And after being injured, most people understand that you're not up to par. So don't feel bad about not being a full participant in any of the activities. Our next article comes to us from rickstevens.com, and it talks about easy access for travelers with disability, and it's written by Susan Segal and the staff from Mobile International USA. So I'm just going to highlight some of the major points in this article. It's certainly worth going out and taking a look at. And it talks about resources for travelers with disabilities and names several organizations or companies that you might want to get in contact with. The Mobile International USA, which is known as MIUSA, it, quote, empowers people with disabilities to take part in international exchanges, including work, study, teaching, volunteer, research opportunities abroad. So if you have an interest in that, that might be something to look into. Also, Society for Accessible Travel and Hospitality, and its acronym is SATH, and it's published online. It's a travel magazine, and it offers travelers advice. You have Moss Rehab Net Resource Network, and it's a clearinghouse with links to many accessible traveling resources. Emergency Horizons, which is travel information for wheelchair users and slow walkers. It's good to know some of these things are out here. Graffiti Wall is on this website, and it gives travel tips and inspirational feedback from Rick Stevens readers. Access Abroad, a good resource for students with disabilities planning to study abroad. And let's see, there's a couple more here I'll hit on. It says Flying with Disabilities, and it says Advice for Traveling by Air, and also Overseas Interpreting Companies. So if you need, for deaf individuals, looking for sign language interpreting in the European nations. If those are some of the things you're interested in, make sure that you actually go out and take a look at this link. I've always enjoyed the shows that I've seen that Rick Stevens does on traveling. So I will read this one paragraph here. It says, quote, where did it go? Where did who go? You can tell I'm a Top Gun fan. It says, quote, each person with a disability has unique needs and interests. Many of my friends use power wheelchairs, are blind or deaf, or have other disabilities. They all have their own travel trips. People who have difficulty walking long distances might want to think about taking a lightweight wheelchair or borrowing one when needed. Many places have mobility scooter rentals. Bike shops are excellent for tire repairs if you get a flat. Whether you travel alone with friends or with an assistant, you're in for a great adventure. And I just, end quote. And I just think that's something that people need to know, whether it's a vacation or just time to kind of get settled after a car accident. Makes a big difference. So make sure you go out and take a look at that, because it's got a lot of great links to it and a lot of great ideas. Thanks for being a part of today's show. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Force M, Us Over Water, Grow Sound, George Quate, John Bettis, John Lynn, and Michael Lee 75, plus the articles that made our time interesting. Make sure to visit us again next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. And also visit Estra's TV on YouTube every Wednesday for videos. Again, thanks for joining me, Estra, today. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.